Podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Something about shit.
No.
We're not watching Man of Steel 2.
Oh.
Burn.
Dude, wait, that doesn't even exist.
It will. And it'll suck.
Meanwhile, we got Man of Steel 1.5.
Man of Steel was so lukewarm that we had to put Batman in the sequel. The movie.
All right.
Enough for your jibber-jabber.
That's all for jibber-jabber.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, it's a special spoiler episode for Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. We recorded this right after me, Noah, and special guest Jeff just saw the movie. So sit back and relax, but it's all spoilers. And I think that's really all the setup we need. Let's just start the show.
Tamcast.
Hey everybody, it's Tim, the T in Tancast.
It's Noah, the N in Tancast.
And Jeff, the G in Guest.
And we're here waiting to watch Avengers Age of Ultron, the best thing that's ever happened to humanity since penises.
Hi Nicole, who's watching it before us.
I think the last time I guested it with you guys was just on the streets, right?
Yep.
Outside, right?
Yep. How things changed since then?
Well...
Tell us about your drug problem.
Not at all. Oh, wait. I've descended deeper into depression. No.
How's your dad?
Oh, my.
Is your dad
My parents
alive?
Are dead. He's trying to get you to walk out of this interview.
Yeah. Don't ask me about my political views.
What are your political views?
That's it.
Well, now it's just me and Noah.
As always. Just how I planned it.
So, predictions. Do you think this will be better, worse, or the same than the first Avengers?
I'm going with the same, based on reviews mostly.
What he said.
I'm going to say better. I'm going to throw it out there. It's better.
Alright.
You can all suck my dick. Too soon?
Yeah, simmer down now, buddy.
A little harsh.
Oh.
Perhaps.
You can all kiss me lightly on the cheek.
I was going to do that anyway, so...
Is that better?
We can all rub your beard on your neck.
Oh, no, you cannot. You should rub your beard on your own neck, sir.
Jim loves it.
Feels Man, wonderful. So sad that was not a visual thing. Noah just tried to rub his own beard on his neck. And he looked like reality broke for him for a minute.
At least he's not trying to make me eat popcorn off it again. No, I'm not gonna.
If that's what it takes to get some kettle corn, I'm down.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's way easier.
All you have to do is ask, buddy.
Oh, can I have some kettle corn?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You have some.
I thought you said ass, not ask.
Well, I should hope I get some kettle corn if I get up the ass.
You get one piece.
You'll get one piece.
Oh, jeez.
All right, we're going to shut this off. We'll see you after the movie.
Don't compare me with Stark. He's a sickness.
Ah, Junior.
You're gonna break your old man's heart.
If I have to.
Nobody has to break anything.
Clearly you've never made an omelet.
You beat me by 1 second.
Ah, this is funny, Mr. Stark. It's what, comfortable? Like old times?
This was never my life.
You two can still walk away from this.
No, we will.
If you believe in peace, then let us keep it.
I think you're confusing peace with quiet.
Yeah, huh? What's the vibranium for?
I'm glad you asked that because I wanted to take this time to explain my evil plan.
It's the end. The end of the path I started us on.
There's only one path to peace. Their extinction.
no way we all get through this.
I got no plans tomorrow night.
All right. We just finished watching Avengers Age of Ultron.
Or did we?
And I hurt myself sitting in the theater for 3 hours.
Fucking A.
Getting old is a bitch.
Age of Middle.
Damn it.
It's true.
Yeah. Tim, what'd you think?
I liked it. I liked it a great deal. I that's all I'll say for now. I'll let it go around the table.
I also enjoyed it quite a bit. At least as much as the first one, and yeah, it was sweet. Shocker.
I think I might have enjoyed it more than the first one. Maybe.
More than the first one,
maybe.
You said. Wow.
Maybe.
See, I'm on par, but I think it might be better. But I don't know if it's just because I just saw it and it's new.
Right, right. Yeah.
I'll have to see it because Avengers is fucking rewatchable. I will rewatch that shit all the time.
I want to go watch this again right now just to catch all the things that
Let's go.
Missed. And
that's
to,
the great thing about us not taking our wives. We get to go again.
That's true.
And you're single. Man. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You can go as many times or as few times as you wish.
Yeah.
Basically, we're all winners at this table.
Except for me. That hurts.
We have to carry Jeff out of here.
He's going to be sleeping on the floor.
Do they have wheelchairs here? Because, yeah. I could use one.
Well, I know it's wheelchair accessible. Fuck, those words almost didn't happen.
They kind of did it.
Accessible. Accessible. Uh-oh, it's getting racist. Pull it back.
All right.
I don't know if Noah's talked about this on the podcast, but your idea of not watching trailers anymore?
Yes.
That would have served me well for this movie. I saw way too fucking much of this movie before I saw it.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah. Like, I wish I hadn't seen most of... Like, I saw most of that whole scene, you know, with the lifting Thor's hammer. Like, I saw all of that. I saw the part where they're...
Oh, yeah.
By the way, spoiler alert. I'll probably put one in front of this. Like, where they're ripping wood apart. I saw a large chunk of the fighting.
I mean, like, I feel like, though, when you see that stuff disjointed, and that stuff doesn't spoil anything.
Yeah, but
like,
it was...
it's not like you...
I would have liked to have experienced that party scene as part of the movie, as opposed to, I know what's gonna happen now. He's gonna say this, and he's gonna say that.
Oh, okay, so you knew it that well.
Yeah.
How many times did you watch it?
Don't judge me.
I mean, like, I watch all the trailers, but I only watch them once, and so...
It was like 6 months ago, and I had to keep watching it, because there's no Avengers yet.
Fair enough, yes.
I watched it for 2 hours.
It's like I've memorized the Force Awakens trailer.
Wait, really?
No.
Okay. Because that's not that great.
It kind of... I mean, the first experience of watching... I've seen it. The first experience of watching is great when there's the part at the end where you're like, oh, that's what I was waiting for. I was like, I see it. But he's
I think I heard that part.
Yeah.
There's no way you haven't seen that part.
I think I heard people talk about it. I haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, you heard about it. Or at least seen the still frame.
I mean, you know, I have no illusion that I'm not going to come on skate without finding out shit. Because like, people like to post the shit out of it. Oh, look at this.
Yeah,
look at
that's
this.
The thing. It's like people fucking blew up after that trailer came out. And it was like, all right.
They were excited.
They're
like, look at Star Wars, but it's not the shitty Star Wars.
Right, exactly. People are just excited because it's not garbage, which is sad. Like, that's what we've come to. Oh, it's not a steaming pile of shit old. Thank fuck.
Because they've been handing us shit in a Star Wars glass all this time. It's like, oh, piss. And they're like, this was just water. Fucking water!
That's just...
That is adequate for my thirst.
It's not exactly what I wanted, but...
I'm going to drink the shit out of it.
That is a good analogy. I like that. Well done, sir.
I just came up with that on the spot.
All right.
Trademark. I'm gonna mail this podcast to myself. So
2015.
It's postmarked.
Copyright.
What?
Bandcamp Productions.
Postmarked. All right. Fair enough. Stuff you loved. Like, some great things that...
Let's see. I loved all the banter. I know I hear a lot of people saying, like, it's too much quipping, but...
Right.
I fucking love
it. It was
quipping.
Joss Whedon as fuck.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing.
Wasn't as Shane Blackie as Iron Man 3, which I really liked.
Mm.
I didn't feel as Joss Whedon as the last one, which I didn't care
really?
For, I think.
Huh.
Also, I will say, spoiler, War Machine's line about now I got started just felt weak. Yeah, I know you liked it.
Oh, now this is going to be a good story?
Yeah, but he didn't sell it.
Oh.
He's like, no, this is going to be a good story.
I thought he purposely undersold it, which I think made it work better.
I felt a little too undersold. I don't know, maybe someone catches race.
I keep going back to that part with the... I mean, everyone knows about the Hulkbuster and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when their two fists came together and it was like this shockwave,
oh.
I was like, ooh! Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I keep thinking about that moment. Like, oh, that was fucking cool.
I do get a little tired of Avengers infighting, though, because I feel like that's most...
Well, and now it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
Like, well, the next movie is like...
Right.
So up. I thought it was going to... especially when they're fighting over Vision, like, I totally thought that was, like, the start of Civil War. Like, I'm like, this is going to fracture them, and then they're going to go their different ways, but I guess not yet.
Because they hadn't decided to make Civil War as the next movie yet.
Oh, this is...
Well, because they hadn't signed Robert Downey Jr. when they were, you know, for the fourth Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
For the third Captain America. So they had to leave it kind of ambiguous.
Yeah, Vision was cool. I like Vision.
Was?
I mean, it's interesting that now they're
really
introducing these other characters now. They're going
to
be like the Avengers.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We had already had Falcon and War Machine. And then, sad about the one that... I don't want to spoil it, right?
We already said spoiler alert. Quicksilver's dead.
Oh,
so how
sad.
Did they just outright say it?
So I was on a complete... Oh, Avengers tweeted something. And someone responded like, Quicksilver dies. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
It was like, it was the top, like, it was the first response. I was like, I scrolled down, I was like, Quicksilver
so
dies.
Funny. See, that wasn't spoiled for me. I didn't know about that.
And I was like, fuck. Fuck you. I want to go back to that person. Just write, fuck you.
That's a terrible thing to do.
James Spader.
Ultron was way wackier than I thought he would be.
Oh, wack? Okay, yeah, that was kind of surprising. I also felt like he was a little bit weaker than the trailer sold him. I felt like he was going to be this, like, fucking badass, diabolical thing.
So I thought Vision was going to be badass, too. Like, he was, but I thought he was going to be more badass.
Yeah, I feel like Vision and Thor could have done more. Like,
yeah, Vision definitely could have done more.
I thought it was just gonna be him just tearing shit up.
Yeah, and I was like, and here comes Vision, and we won.
Yeah, he's so super powerful. He should have taken everybody out. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, maybe he'll have an expanded role in.
I don't see like
Infinity Wars and whatever.
Well, I imagine they're gonna pluck that gem out of his head in Infinity War.
I'm sure Thanos is going to try.
Doesn't he get the?
Yeah, he gets all the. He gets all the gems at some point.
And do we know that about the movies, though? I know that.
No, we don't know the movies.
So we'll see. You never know.
Maybe
he's just, like, hanging on. Like,
he has Vision hanging on to his knuckle. This is very illogical. Please stop this. My equilibrium is messing up.
See, I didn't get that kind of Spock vibe from him like that.
No,
though.
Not at all.
Okay. It's like,
but I only have so many.
Data, whatever.
Maybe
he's more of a data kind of analog, but more human.
We're
just spoiling shit all over the place.
Well, we said spoil it. Don't listen to this unless I've seen the movie. You heard what I said.
Oh, you'll make it clear. Don't you worry about it.
People started getting up as soon as the credits started rolling.
So angry.
I'm just like, fuck. You come into this, you haven't seen one before? And no one goes, some men aren't looking for anything logical. Some men just don't want to watch the credits scene. And then we saw the credits scene, we're like, oh, that's why. It's not that great.
Yeah, it was pretty weak. I can't remember what Whedon said. Like, he made a statement about how he was like, oh, I don't want to do a big post-credits scene, blah, blah, blah.
Right, he said there's no credits scene after, like, the whole credits.
Right.
Oh, but you mean he said something specifically?
Yeah,
why?
He was like, well, people don't want to sit through the credits and blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude.
No, we don't.
You're just fucking lazy. Come on.
The poor best key grip is like, fuck, that was my one chance for someone to see my goddamn name.
Yeah.
That's why I signed on to a Marvel movie.
That's
like,
why.
Finally, my best key grip days. I'm going to get all that publicity. My best key grip.
You're gonna get the best
I think
key
this
pussy.
May have been...
I'll get all that best key grip mad pussy. Best boy electrical? Oh shit.
She's got a best key grip. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the best negative cutter. How many more obscure jobs on a movie set can Tim name?
Something about Foley's, I don't know.
Foley artist, yes.
Dolly's? Is there something about Dolly's? No, I think I'm Foley.
the dolly operator?
Sure, whatever. What focus, are you saying?
Oh, that focus puller is going to pull some pussy.
I was going to say, I think this might have been the best Stan Lee cameo yet.
Yes!
Healthy order. Yes. That was great.
That was good. I remember when the first trailer came out of, the first leaked one of the guys just hanging around trying to lift Thor's hammer. I'm like, if the movie was 2 hours of this, I would still watch it every day.
Right, right. See, that like we kept saying, like, after the first one, we were like, they should make an Avengers sitcom.
Yes!
Amazing.
I really like the part where it looked like Captain America was going to lift the hammer and Thor's like,
whoa. Yeah, he started to get nervous.
He's like,
yeah.
See, that was another thing that was in the trailer. So that I saw.
Like, I probably saw that, but I don't remember it, man.
Yeah, and they even showed Thor, like, hey, now.
I like at the end, it's like, put it in an elevator. Elevator still goes up. But the elevator's not worthy.
That was funny. I was having that thought the other day, because it was like, when Thor is trying to, not Thor, Hulk is trying to lift into the first one, it's in the Quinjet. So whoever, or not the flying aircraft carrier, I forget what it's called.
Helicarrier?
The helicarrier, yeah.
So someone's flying the helicarrier. Is that guy worthy? Because he's essentially lifting the hammer.
Yeah, it's not really.
You know what, Thor? Your really hammer doesn't fucking life. Stand up. I think it might be bullshit. I think
what?
You made up
this
things
is
you
all
made up.
Fucking real. So,
this is a house of cards. I just grabbed one and it's tumbling.
Take that, Stan Lee and Marvel.
And all other dead people who helped him create it. Isn't Steve Ditko dead?
I don't know.
Jack Kirby is dead.
Oh, I killed him.
No, you didn't.
Wow. I stabbed in his fool eye.
This is not the Jinx. TV show I've been watching. I'll tell you about it.
Oh, all right. Noah, your favorite part?
Like I said, like the Thor part was really good. I don't know. I mean, like, the whole, like, vision of, like, kind of what's going to happen was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was it. I didn't think about it. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, like, the Hulkbuster fight was pretty sweet. Yeah.
Oh, that was one thing I didn't go... Like, how come Tony doesn't have whatever... Is it poison? Or what is Black Widow doing to Hulk when she makes him, like, go to sleep?
Oh, it's just, like, it's, conditioning. Like, she's just...
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's just psychology. It's not.
Got
anything,
it.
Any oh, is powers. That what you whispered to me that I couldn't hear the?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, hash. And he's like, and he's like, and then he looked like waiting for a response. I'm like, I have fucking nothing, man.
That's great. Yeah, that scene where they're defending the key or whatever, the core or whatever it's called, was pretty awesome. Like the following shot through
oh, yeah,
each
yeah.
one is like busting heads and everything. That was good.
Yeah, there were a lot of good shots in this. I also like there was a kind of a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent Carter crossover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Agent Carter's
yeah,
literally.
You know, it's funny. Well, like there was a Haley Atwell, but we didn't get Gwyneth Paltrow or Natalie Portman in the movie at all.
Yeah, because I'm sure they would have wanted money.
No, I just mean, like, why wouldn't they at least, like, make cameos? It's like
they would want you to pay them for those cameos, and Marvel is notoriously cheap. Whereas Falcon Guy, I'm sure it's not going to ask for a lot of money. I'm surprised Don Cheadle came back, though.
I mean, I don't know.
They blew the money on Don Cheadle.
That's what it was.
It was just so like, oh, she's off running a corporation, and she's off doing science. It's like, okay. It was totally transparent. And
yeah, there was some pretty, like when, like, Thor's like, Kate's better.
There was a lot of, like, I think they must have been ADR lines, like, where they were just like, here's a little quip. Like, we're in the middle of fighting. Like when he's fighting the Hulk and he's like, I'm sorry.
Or when he they blew up something and one of the guys they like knocked down said no it's not or what is
Yeah when Iron Man came in at the beginning and he was like we're gonna have a nice chat and he was like that was a good chat.
No it wasn't. Yeah, I think this is gonna be just as rewatchable as the first one.
Yeah.
I think for some reason I feel like Josh Whedon often has like kind of cheesy dialogue, and I felt like this wasn't as cheesy. Like I felt it was a little like it hit a little better than like the last one.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I feel like he's probably honed his craft a little bit.
Like it was funny, but I didn't feel like it was like too much.
Right. I like, someone pointed out, they're like, wow, this is kind of like the anti-Man of Steel. They keep pointing out how they're trying to save civilian lives.
That's their mission.
But a lot of people died.
Yeah, a lot of people.
No, they didn't. Everybody was fine.
Oh, yeah, all those just, crumbling buildings.
It was Quicksilver and that one Nazi. Everybody else is fine.
I mean, and
fuck that Nazi.
Hydra's Nazis now?
Hydra was always Nazis.
But no, they like separated from the Nazis. That was the whole thing about the first Captain America movie.
They separate, like, but they started. Once you're a fucking Nazi, you're a Nazi.
Okay.
You can't not be a Nazi.
It was kind of weird.
You can
like,
Nazi.
Nazi.
That's why they poke out their eyes. Triple now Nazi. You can Nazi.
Oh.
Too soon. Oh my god.
Two super anti-Nazi jokes.
There's still some people left alive from the Nuremberg, right?
It was kind of weird how they kind of dropped the whole Hulk going crazy thing. Like, oh, they don't know if they're going to press charges, and then just didn't talk about it
right,
again.
Right, well, and that was another thing. Like, stuff, a lot of stuff I read was like...
Oh, but I guess he didn't just kind of go away.
They didn't acknowledge anything that happened with Tony and you know, Captain America... In the last movies.
Like, oh, you mean like they're... Well, they made mention of Winter Soldier super veiledly.
What did they say?
When?
When Falcon was at the party thing. He's like, I'm off tracking down that missing person.
Fuck.
Oh!
I didn't know that's what that was
about. Yeah, they're like, let's make it as vague as possible in case they change the ending of Winter Soldier before this comes out. And Winter Soldier dies.
Wait, it was...
Because
in production,
it was in production before they were done editing. Before they were done editing,
the movie came out so long ago.
I remember the same thing happened to Iron Man 3. That's why it's so vague with the references to what happened
okay.
in New York.
All right, I guess that makes more sense then. Huh? Well, what are you gonna do?
Go home and masturbate. Oh.
With your
you
wife.
Meant that in a more general sense?
You know, I would, but Noah's coming home with me, so...
Oh, I'm
so
coming.
He's going to handle it for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Manual master.
Is that couch stain resistant?
It's... It might be.
We'll find out.
I mean, we can just throw a blanket down. No,
we got a squeegee. We got a Dustbuster Deluxe.
Oh, that is an awful sound.
We got a ShamWow.
Oh, and I got some OxyClean, don't forget.
Oh, yeah. One of those guys is dead.
Indeed.
Way to break it down, Noah. Okay, so is that what? The OxyClean guy, Quicksilver, and the Nazi. Other than that, everybody survived.
Oh, man.
It's gonna be a long wait for the next Avengers movie.
Wait, how long has it been since the first one?
2011? No, 12? Was it 12? Jeff knows. 12.
Yep. So it's gonna be a few more years?
Yes, because Michael was already born.
When is Star Wars coming out?
It's Christmas.
It's December, 2 days, yeah.
December 18th.
Okay.
A couple days before Christmas. No.
Ant-Man is this year, but then next year is Captain America 3, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So that's... It's a main Avenger
I mean,
movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like...
It's not like Ant-Man, which is just like, oh, this is in the MCU, but whatever.
I want to see Ant-Man.
No, I do too, oh, okay. But it's not like, connected, Avenger. Really. Like,
well... In the comics, at least, the guy who created the Ant-Man suit, Michael Douglas, in the movie, is the one who came up with Ultron.
Huh.
So I wonder if that is going to be play into it at all.
Probably not. I mean, they made it sound like it was, like, all Stark's idea.
Well, they said Ultron as though he'd found it somewhere, but maybe it was some... Maybe it was some program laid dormant
that.
In S.H.I.E.L.D.'s. Maybe I read too much into what it was,
maybe.
Because I
mean, I guess we'll see.
I act like I know because of the comics. I know because of the fucking cartoon. Everything I know about the Avengers, I know from the Avengers cartoons.
Oh, did you watch Avengers Assemble, right?
I watched Avengers Assemble and the Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Mm. Okay.
I had those in my Netflix list for a long time, and
they're
then
good.
I was like, I'm never going to watch this.
Which one did I not like?
The what I think it's Avengers Assemble, the whatever the current one is.
Okay.
I don't know the difference by titles.
What?
Oh.
Too cheesy.
Yeah, like Hulk had a whole glass figurine thing he was doing. I'm like, really?
I mean, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, it didn't
yeah they definitely skewed it more kiddie than
yeah,
the
and I, that didn't appeal to me. I mean, because, like...
Obviously.
But, like, because, like, Justice League, I felt like was really good, but not like skewed like kiddie towards kids.
Well, I thought the first Avengers cartoon was kind of in line with Justice League. It wasn't as good, but it was. And it had a way better theme song than the second, just the Avengers.
I think I did watch the first
one. Sing along to it. Avengers, we are strong. Together, fight as one. Avengers, assemble. That's how it ended.
That's they awesome. They didn't say in this movie though.
They almost did.
No, it was
cut for some goddamn reason.
Steve's mouth hanging open.
Like, oh, you yeah. like.
That would have been funny if it was like that was the middle scene. Avengers!
Another credit scene.
Assemble!
Assemble.
I'm glad I stayed. Those fools left. Didn't even hear him say assemble.
Avengers movie before.
Our voices are weird.
Your nerd voice is great, and then Noah took it somewhere else.
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire's cousin or something.
Hello.
Aw, he said too. Quicksilver. Nazi clean guy. Robin Williams and the Nazi.
All day.
That's it.
Other than that, that's still way ahead of Man of Steel. They do acknowledge in the Daredevil show how many people died in the first Avengers movie. There's like a newspaper,
really?
And it says like Attack on New York, and it says hundreds dead.
That's it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, they don't sit there and wring their hands about it, but you can see it in the back. Right. Like the guy who wrote
Fuck,
the story.
I gotta watch that, damn it.
Oh, spoilers. Right. There's a newspaper in the background. I just spoiled it for you. You're gonna see it. There's a goddamn news. Fuck you, Tim.
Is there really anything to spoil about Daredevil? I mean, like other like plot twists.
I don't know about plot twists, but the same thing, like, I enjoy, like, I know the basic story of Daredevil, so I knew what was coming, but it's still the journey to get there.
Right.
I wouldn't want you to have any of the beats spoiled for you.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, yeah, I would say this, I mean, from what I've seen and all, but, like, just characters that you may not know show up.
Right, I don't know anything about Daredevil.
Except for the Ben Affleck movie, or do you remember that?
I don't even remember what happened to that. I blocked that out completely.
Can't even see it anymore. Because Daredevil's blind!
Nazi.
You cannot see. Ah.
Waka waka waka.
Speaking of which, we're going to waka waka to our cars now. So I give Avengers 2 thumbs up. 2 thumbs up Noah and Jeff's ass. Boop,
boop. No.
Wiggle, 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 prostate. Wiggle, wiggle.
Supposed to feel good.
Yeah, it was good, but, you know, man, Transformers 5. That's gonna be fucking awesome.
Oh man, we have to talk about that.
I wanted to recreate that. This is like the most disgust possible.
So Noah may or may not have snuck in some alcohol to tonight's screening.
Oh yeah.
And he thought was, wouldn't it be funny to get smashed and see a shitty movie? And I believe I offered up, what about Transformers 5? And the noise that came out of Noah. Like, I imagine it's the sound like a soldier makes on the battlefield when he realizes he's defeated. Like, fuck it.
Oh, brilliant. All right.
That's Tancast for this week, or this bonus episode, whatever, wherever we're going to drop this.
Drop it on your face.
Maybe we'll hold it for a few days since it's so spoilerific.
Yeah. Go see Age of Ultron.
See it.
But you won't hear this after the episode, so...
Yes. Right, yeah, you've already seen it. So go see it again.
Yeah. Give me your money.
Shut up and give them your money. Fuck. I can't talk.
Yeah, wow.
Noah's holding his mouth like he's about to talk.
No.
One more question.
One more answer.
Do you bleed?
Fuck. Goddamn Superman, Batman trailer.
I would say it's hard. Like, I could hear enough.
You will.
And I'm like, sounds like some exciting stuff going on right now.
That's why you should go music instead of podcast to block out the trailers. Oh, he had headphones on and his eyes closed.
You listen to a podcast?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Doug likes movies.
No, you gotta go. Why,
fucking
Tank
music.
Ass,
you
asshole.
Have to have something contrasting. Like, if it's just talking, then it's like...
I didn't hear what they were saying. All I heard was music.
Should have had some, like, death metal.
For the Vin Diesel trailer, I did hear his little raspy voice.
I need a lozenge.
You know, I didn't even pay attention to that. I literally started doing something on my phone through that trailer. I don't have any idea what that was. As soon as he came on screen, I was like, I don't care. All right.
Guys, you're doing it like fucking Marvel, making great movies every single fucking time.
Ooh, remember.
never trust.
No one's voice to stay in this register.
What happened?
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
He's trying to do his catchphrase and he can't think of anything, so he thinks if his voice is high enough, he'll come up with magic.
Good night.
Did you come up with a catchphrase last time? Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast.
D-Box. Remember,
move the world, baby.
You fuck things up, you're going in the D-Box.
I want to go to the D-Box, man. That's where
Bring it! Bring it! How's your date? Oh, I put it in her D-Box.
Oh, they have a little thing.
You guys want to experience the D-Box?
No.
Okay. Me and Noah do.
Max level.
Wait, there's really a thing that says max level?
Yep. Level up.
MFX level or something. No. Wait, yeah, max or something. I don't know.
MFX level. So far, it's just images.
I'm not impressed.
What the hell am I even watching? Oh, fucking Divergent? Is that what this is?
Did you press the big play button?
I did.
Oh, never mind, sorry.
Play something better than Divergent, you piece of shit. Oh, crap, we lean slightly to the left.
I think you started over.
Oh, it's way better now.
Good job, douchebag.
This is lame.
Oh, it's gonna get better.
It can scarcely get worse.
Oh, I feel a little rumbling. Could be gas.
Like, very slight rumbling. Like, Noah's fart rumbled the chair better.
Oh,
we're wiggling. Really? How much extra money do they want for this?
A lot.
This is the worst advertisement for this thing ever. Like, see how...
But try it once and love it forever. Ooh, I saw some jiggling.
Oh, I want to see some women trying this out. Jiggle, 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 jiggle. I was talking about their boobs, Jeff. I want to see them jiggle and bounce. Did you want to get in on this?
No.
All right.
Oh, you missed out. Oh, dude. Jeff, man, you're going to love this.
Like, what if Star Tours lick balls? That's what this, that's what this answers the question of.
So, the same.
Oh, hurtful.
I don't even feel like the chair is moving in really into motion a bunch of anything.
It's just random movements.
I mean, kind of synced.
Was that the douchebag who's going to be John Connor? Not a thing.
Okay, I'm like, I don't hear anything.
I don't think there's any sound.
I probably better that way. Although, it would seem like that would help coordinate, like, you know, the experience of this douche box. That's what I'm talking about.
Tentacles are coming to get her.
Testicles?
Oh! I felt it.
Kate Winslet. Foxy.
Oh, is that Kate Winslet?
Yeah, the blonde.
Oh, she is hot.
I would Kate her Winslet. You know what I'm talking about?
No, what are you talking about?
Sex with her.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got it.
There she is.
No, I still don't get it.
Oh.
No.
I would put my penis in her vagina.
Are we still doing this?
No.
That's what she said.
We stood up and we left. You're imagining this right now.
It's at the end. Come
on. Scarlet Witch, get to me.
Yeah. Yep, that was not worth it.
What do you mean, not worth it? It wasn't worth the free time we sat here.
Put the D in a box.
A
That's all I could think. The whole time, you had to fucking Justin Timberlake. You gotta bust out of the screen there.
I recorded our D-Box experience for the after show.
Oh, God.